welcome back to the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you for joining us once again and for returning for episode 2 of season 2. I am Craig Wright. I am joined, as always, by Mr. Murphy Walker. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks, Craig. How are you?
I'm all right. Still basking in Sunday's win?
Yeah, a good win, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a surprise, was it?
Nah, definitely not.
Nah, not at all. And we've got line break specialist himself with us today.
We do indeed. By also popular demand, not quite as popular as Seba last week, but by popular demand, Ollie Kebble, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
You've got your feet up after your line break on Sunday.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Hammy's a bit stiff still. But I've watched the clip back about 1,000 times.
Well, it doesn't help that Ryan Wilson's done his...
it's been sent to me a few times. Actually, one of my mates from down south said I should get Andy Goode's gloves that he used to wear.
Nice.
Which I don't think would go down too well with Franco. But feel good. Happy with the win. So, positive.
It's two lane breaks in two games, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the new Ollie Kebble. In the shape of my life.
Fleet footed. Got a couple of questions for you off the back of that line break. First of all, what is actually going through your head when you make a line break like that? Are you working out whether to pass it? Does the chip and chase come into your head is where I'm coming with this.
Yeah.
Or are you thinking, I know he wasn't on the pitch at this point, but I need George Horn on my shoulder, for example.
Yeah, well, I said to Wilson after the game, I was thinking about the kick. That was just for content.
You're not brave enough to do an Alan Bell.
Ever going to kick in a Glasgow jersey. As I made the break, I was kind of looking left and right, and then I was transferring the ball from left to right hand, and as I did that, kind of scraped my left thigh, and that's how it dropped out of my hand, because I was going to throw the 20-meter bridge pass. That would have been spectacular.
Yeah. I would have been here for that.
But nah, what goes through my mind? Shock, horror, lots of empty space in front of me, which doesn't usually happen. Us forwards, as Murph would know, like, we're always running into brick walls, so it's nice to spread the legs a little bit and get going.
My follow-up to this is purely based on, I think it was yourself that put it up about the game on the weekend. Hugh Jones' comment.
Yeah.
Today, slippery hippopotamus.
Yes. I've had a few
words. Please explain.
Yeah, that's a new one. I've been called many things. Most of them not that nice. But slippery,
some of them by Murphy.
Slippery hippopotamus goes down as one of the worst nicknames I've ever been called. And it's caught on. So
there we go.
I like the white rhino, but the white rhino is gone and now I'm the slippery hippopotamus, so feel free to call me that.
Evolving. Ever evolving.
It's like the Pokemon of Scottsdale.
I'm like a butterfly. If butterflies evolve, I don't even know.
But I think the one thing that possibly has gone under the radar a little bit after your line break, and I'm going to throw this over to yourself from a front row point of view, very next thing you did is win a scrum penalty that is the kick to the corner for Gus Fraser's try, which, by the way, childhood friend, give us a bit of props for Gus.
Yeah. First start, first try.
Indeed.
It's, Gus has been chomping at the bit, hasn't he?
Oh,
he had a really good pre-season as well.
He's been doing
well. Gussie.
Right. Puts in some big shots as well.
But again,
loves the turnover before half.
I was just saying, he puts himself about the park quite a lot. And he's obviously learned from Johnny, Fraz, George,
the
hookers we've got here. But how great is it to see somebody like Gus coming through the ranks and taking his chance when he gets it?
Yeah, well, that, speaking of that turnover, I think it got celebrated as if a try
got
scored by the Glasgow fans. So that's great seeing Gus come through now. I think this will be his year kind of thing.
Yep.
And we should see him push on.
But it's going back to... been a good preseason for a lot of guys, I think, like, to see guys getting rewarded for the hard work we've been putting in is positive, and obviously on the back of Sunday's result, I'm buzzing about it. Like, everyone's putting their hand up and sort of young and old heads are coming together, which is pretty cool.
Which one do you fall into, young or old?
Well, I still feel very young, but apparently I'm one of the older players now.
So you have
to check my passport.
No, it's good that Franco's rewarding boys, regardless if they've got 100 caps or 2 caps. If you're playing well and training well, you're getting rewarded with game time, and that's exactly what's happened in Gus's case. So. But yeah, going back on the point of Kev's running through and then getting the scrum pen, I just remember looking up at the screen after you got the scrum pen and you're just smiling away to yourself.
I was actually just raging. You
can see it in the highlight reel already.
We did well in the scrum on the weekend, but... like, That was just pure anger. So, I mean, like, honestly, I said after the game, like, I'll go down as one of the best breaks I've ever made and one of the worst breaks I've ever made.
Yeah,
so, yeah, good to get the scrum pin and then score with the maul, which credit doesn't go down to me there. That's all of us. So, yeah, it was all good.
It was a perfect sequence in a way.
It was the perfect sequence, imperfect you might say.
Anyway, on with the squadcast generally. But before we do that, we've got a gatecrasher again.
Hi.
She's finally on the squadcast. This is Molly.
This is a dream come true.
Regular listener. Molly, please explain why you're here.
It's Murphy's birthday.
It is. Well, it's not today. It's not today, but by the time this goes out,
this podcast goes out on
birthday.
Wednesday and it's Murphy's birthday, so I brought my cupcake.
We have cake for Murphy.
Thanks.
Happy
you're
birthday.
Very welcome.
We're not going to sing.
Where's my, what's it called?
A candle.
Yeah.
Glasgow Life told us we couldn't set fire
to
it.
Just for the record, the cake is sugar free and carb free.
Yeah.
It's also pink.
Props, don't eat cake.
Yeah. Well,
thanks very much.
There we go. Appreciate Molly that. Has now been on the squadcast.
Thanks, anyway. Molly.
There we go.
Can't sing, horrible voice.
Anyway, cake based delicacies out of the way for the squadcast episode as Murphy tucks in, or just licks icing off his finger. I'm not sure which one that was. In front of, well, it's kind of in the middle of the table at the minute, is the squadcast hat. In that hat, there are a number of questions on scraps of paper. Thank you to everybody who submitted their questions on social media during the week. Please keep them coming in because it stops me having to think of questions week in, week out, and it stops us asking the same questions week in, week out. But your job, Ollie Kebble, is to pick them out of there,
okay,
read them out, and generally entertain the listeners with your answer.
So I'll answer the question.
You read the question out, and then you answer the question.
Have these been filtered for...
They have been somewhat filtered.
Age reasons.
For age reasons.
I don't want any... Filthy language, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, it's all PG-18. That's right. Good, yeah, we're good. It's a family show, Kevin.
All right, from jazz, the great genre of music, best and worst hairdo at the club.
Well, I feel like you're probably one of the most qualified people to answer this.
Yeah, I'd say I've got the longest running blonde streak, so I wouldn't say I've got the best hairdo, but being the most consistent. I'm really liking all the drop fades and is that what you call it?
Burst fades, I think it is.
A burst fade.
I think that's what's in just
that's,
now.
That's what the young people are calling them.
Noz bringing it back in.
Murphy, please explain what a
burst
fade is. Burst
fade is what I write.
It's almost a mullet, but not a mullet. It's like, if you think of like, the burst is like around the ear. So
okay.
It doesn't go all the way around the back of it. It just like bursts around the ear.
Right.
And then fades.
Okay, that,
but
yep.
It must have been a big thing at the World Cup because... Shuggy, Ollie, Matt Fagg,
yeah,
a few other boys have got it.
So Gregor. All those boys have come back looking really good, and I like their hairstyle. But I don't. Gregor Brown's got the same hairstyle. And I don't like his.
Yeah,
so he's got the worst hair in the club.
It's a ginger.
Okay,
and it's got nothing to do with the colour of his hair.
So hands down, apparently it's Gregor for the worst.
Yeah. So like, okay. Set in cement, in a time capsule underneath the ocean. Gregor Brown, worst hair at the club.
Okay, best hairstyle at the club?
If I could go on past hairdos, just off the top of my head, I think it's when, as we call him, Little Nons, Sione, when he had the braids. I was going to say dreads, but the braids. That was cool.
That was a short-lived one as well. I feel like it could have gone... I think could have gone longer.
I think it's really painful to do that.
Oh, really? Also, after a game, it got like ruffled up. There's like strands of hair all poking up this side of his head.
I do remember it did look pretty cool, and Sione carried it off very well.
Yeah, and he played well as well.
He did, but I mean, yeah.
Looked good, play good.
Exactly. Thanks for that question, Jazz. I had a really good time. Thanks. Do they know these questions are for me?
No.
Okay, cool.
Everyone
just asks me all the time about hair.
If it is.
No, it's actually really good.
Okay, go.
From Kyla, best and worst fancy dress ever worn by a teammate, which is on topic.
Indeed.
We've got a Halloween party coming up.
10 days.
Do you know what you're going as?
Yes, I do. Can't spoil it though.
Keep it a secret.
Can't spoil it. It's four of us. It's a wee group thing.
You got to tune in for the next, well, it's probably, yeah, it's next week's? No, 10 days.
No, it'll be the following.
Two weeks. We'll update you then if you haven't seen it on social media.
Four of us went as average Joes last year. I thought yours was very good last year.
What did you go as last year?
Went as Ricky Bobby last year.
Nice.
Invested fully in a race suit, which was cool.
Nice.
Like,
I feel like you already had that.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. I liked Hugh and Annabelle. They went as Barbie and Ken before that was cool.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this photo of that particular duo's Halloween costume, it's a work of art.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. But I'd say my favorite by far was Sean Kennedy and Claire when they came as
Alan.
Who's from The Hangover.
Alan Wilson. Ruby Rayleigh as well as the wee baby.
Yeah, brought Ellis as Carlos from The Hangover, which was class. And worst fancy dress ever was Murray McCallum, without a shadow of a doubt, when he came as a morally questionable nun. It was something in leather.
No, it was what's the Karen?
Nessa. Gavin
Nessa,
Stacey.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, because it came up on my phone the other day.
Look.
Oh, yeah, no, that's terrifying.
Use that as a teaser for the...
For those who can't see, Murray McCallum with black lipstick on. Not a good look.
If you basically lipstick, black wig, and a leather dress with...
10 out of 10 for commitment, but...
10 out of 10 for seeing everything on him. So good on him.
Are you sorted for next week?
Yes, but...
we're not revealing
we're
it,
going
are
for
we?
Best dress. So.
Oh. just before you skip on again, obviously you talked about Ricky Bobby, but you are... quite good on the whole sort of Halloween fancy dress general sort of buying into the spirit of things. Is that the best one for you ever, or is that
no, actually the year before I had two costumes. I came as Nacho Libre, but I came as him as the priest for the first part of the evening and then changed it to him as the luchador for the second part of the evening, which I thought would be a good idea, but got really cold.
Oh yeah,
as the night went on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a reason that film is set in Mexico and not Glasgow and October.
Yeah. So shall we move on?
Yes, let's go.
We've established that Gregor Braun is the worst hair clip.
Double down on that.
Just making sure as we go into question three.
Don't know who this is from, but who is your first pick for fantasy rugby from the Glasgow Warriors squad?
Now, technically, this is probably from the URC because I stole this question from them because they've just launched a fantasy rugby. So if you feel like going on for a fantasy rugby, Warrior Nation, you know where to go. Super Brew.
Well, I'm going to ask Murphy as well. But, I mean, how's it scored? Like, do we want just ultimate try score?
Yeah, well, I was going to say if it's off tries, I'm going Seba.
Yeah?
Or George Horn.
No shirt for Johnny Matthews?
Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot to it than just tries. So
I feel like George would probably be a safe shout. You get tries, try assists, kicks.
And kicks, yeah.
All that good sort of stuff. Pretty solid.
Gog's a good one because he kicks for goal as well.
Yeah.
Shuggy maybe. Loads of line breaks.
I feel like these fantasy, like make your teams and stuff, are always heavily loaded against front rowers.
Yeah. You've actually just stole my next question there from that side. But obviously, if you've been involved with the World Cup one or if you've been involved in fantasy URC in the past...
Yeah.
The nice as well in the world because we can't play a game without you guys, but props don't necessarily get the glory in this regard. Like, do you take this as a personal slight or is this just a
run? I've never been in anyone's fantasy, Craig.
I don't really know where to go with this. Pete Murchie's just walked past.
And I want that to be clipped and taken out of context.
Oh, I really wish all of the listeners could have seen Pete Murchie's face as he walked past that there. That was...
I was going to say, like, if tries and points scored are more heavily in favour of, like, tight five, so, like, let's say we get more points for, like, penalties won at scrum and line-out, and then it's double points for a front row to score.
Yeah.
Because I only score, like, once a year.
Yeah.
Then I'd go Johnny Matthews.
True.
You scored a few for Glasgow, though.
Almost one a year.
Is it?
I scored seven tries. So. Yeah.
Because it was the one, I remember, the one against Zebri here.
Yeah.
Was that when you got branded the White Rhino?
Yes.
Someone in commentary. Yeah. It was a Pete Horn who called me that.
It could well have been Pete
somebody
Horn.
I remember.
It, yes.
Yeah. But now I'm the slippery hippopotamus. Yeah. So
self-branding.
Let's get that to
the moon
via play.
I was going to say, if anybody out there is making t-shirts with slippery hippopotamus, you know where to go. Speak to Ollie Kettle.
Right, so we've got our picks in.
You do.
Craig,
also, just before we go on, who would you pick each other?
No.
No. No, okay, well, there we go. That's the supportive
I think picking
nature
a,
of him.
I mean, unless you have to pick a prop.
Yeah, I was going to say, either pick three hookers in the front row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then...
We do a good job on the field, but not virtually. Do we edit this?
Yes, of course we edit this.
Oh, I thought it was live from Scotston. From Jazz. Hello, Jazz.
Round two.
Favorite player no longer at the club?
Ah, nice little stroll down memory lane for you.
I love that question because I have many guys I'm still really good friends with.
What year is this for you?
Seventh season. So there's probably a good grouping of us that started a wine club when I was in my first season here that are all really tight. Apart from Richie Vernon, who never came, and DTH Funimova, if you're listening, you were never invited. just kidding. Don't hurt me. Nick Frisby, miss him loads. Is it? I mean, I'm assuming this is as a mate, not player on the field.
Yeah,
because we spent more time off the field together than on it. Rory Jackson, Ryan Grant, although I only got to spend one season really with him, but he's in Glasgow, so see him quite a bit. Pete Horn, but he's now a coach, so
I have to suck up to him.
Can't be his mate anymore. And a guy I missed loads, used to like really drive standards, was Chris Pizarro.
Yeah.
So it's always good to see him. Still delivers me the odd box of wine, which is nice. But yeah, loads of guys I miss.
You are quite into your wine. I remember we've had this chat before.
Yeah.
Again, was that something you had from before you got here? Or was that something through the wine club that you got into? What was the...
I brought a bit of enthusiasm over with me from back home. I've got like a level two. It's like, I think if you get to level five of this pyramid, you're an official qualified sommelier.
Oh yeah, nice.
So I'm on level two at the moment, so I've got a little bit of interest in it.
Post rugby sorted.
Post rugby, don't know what's gonna happen. but like also just from back home, like there's vineyards all over the place.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the question was.
Most missed
I love wine,
basically. Murphy, how about yourself? You've obviously not had the 7 years with Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not many boys that have moved on.
Yeah. Could be a shorter list for you.
I'd say, in terms of leaving such a big hole in the squad, Rob.
Right, yeah.
Rob, salad.
Booby salad.
Yeah, booby salad. He's probably been the biggest one that we've met just purely because he's...
There's not really anybody like him.
Yeah, he's one of a kind and... There's a few times where he took like myself and Darge out we'd go for lunch at a place in Partick and we'd be there for 3 hours just chatting away, having food, and it was always a good laugh. So, and obviously around the park as well. I think Rob's been missed, his hard work. He's still got heaps of years left in him, so he could be back, who knows. Mm-hmm. But he's now over in America doing his thing, Old Glory. So.
He is, yeah.
Oh, is he coming back? Watch this space.
Stay tuned, Squadcast listeners.
If we get Rob on at any point, we'll wait. Right, we'll wrap it up with one more. Ollie, last question.
Last question, right. This one was written on a piece of toilet paper. Which teammate is the one who never stops talking on the pitch?
Now, this can be... any way you would like to take it. This can be constructive.
Yeah,
this can be sledging.
See, the thing is, there's positives and negatives to that. I think like we've got great communicators at the club. You always like need your halfbacks kind of running us and telling us piggies where to run. I'd just say like, obviously we try and keep the voices to a minimum. So. Stainer gives us a message. Obviously, our fearless leader, Stainer, also known as Steady Eddie, if anyone needs a nickname for him.
He's the man you're trying to beat for Squadcast listeners as well, isn't he?
Yeah, so I'm coming for your record, Stainer. we usually keep voices to a minimum. So Stainer will have a chat, then we'll have either defense or an attack leader bring up a point. try and just like keep things calm. And then when we're on the, when we're sort of in games and everything's going on, we're all just, it's all about small talk and chatting to each other and keeping each other going, and everything's pretty positive. So yeah, I wouldn't like point someone out and say that there's any sort of negative chat on the field, but it is important that we do communicate. So
it's a very underrated skill as well. Like when you're absolutely blown,
yeah,
and you're just worried about trying to stay alive,
yeah,
try to speak.
Yeah, that's why you won't hear me. I'll be breathing through a straw.
Yeah, so it's a very underrated skill, which folk don't realise. But half the time, like Kebs and myself, will just be worried about breathing in and out, and
staying
rather
upright
than telling folk what to do.
One man who usually comes up as an answer or in conversation or in this question, we definitely need to talk about based on Sunday. George, 100th appearance. I think it was clocked in 94 seconds it took him to come off the bench and score.
Yeah.
Again, just give us a bit of a chat as to what he brings to this club and obviously what Sunday meant to him.
Oh, I don't think like I could even put it into words like how much he does for this club. I actually like got quite emotional on Sunday when he was talking about it, and like he never made it even after the game. Like we were all celebrating his 100th appearance, and he never really made it about him. He was so grateful that, like, the hard work we put in as a team and got the win, you know, like it was never really about him. But he's just such, like, he's already a club legend. He's a close mate of mine, and yeah, very, very special guy.
Yeah. Murphy?
Yeah, I think I grew up at the same school as George. I remember watching him, he was playing 10, and you could always tell he was going to be unreal. And then he went and did his sevens, and he was unbelievable at sevens. And then he's just excelled at 15s and in the Glasgow shirt and also in the Scotland stage. But yeah, it's amazing seeing George doing so well, and he deserves every single cap, and I think he'll get 100 more. But yeah, he's a massive role model to not only like us, but like the younger boys as well, because he works so hard both on and off the field that a lot of folk won't really see it, but when it comes to game day, you'll see it flourish. And yeah, like Kebs has said, it's hard to put into words how much it means to not only him, but to the rest of the boys to see him get his 100th, especially after following in the footsteps of Pete.
Yeah.
So it was great, and also good seeing Greg giving him the assist, Kebs, eh?
Captain America.
Yeah. I remember when I was in my first season in the academy, was the last season Greg was here, and I remember all the stuff about America, all the freedom.
Yeah, that's as he when he caught that ball and then passed it to George, or did shout freedom, yeah. but in an American way, not a Scottish
way. Is that like something that's sort of gone under the radar a little bit? I think though, Greg is like, he's come in on the short term deal and just puts his head in and works. Like you saw, I think you saw that on Sunday. Like you said, it's the touches he brings. They probably don't get the attention as well.
I mean, that position always, like, never really gets the credit it deserves. But the shift he put in on the weekend was absolutely unreal. And he's going to be, I mean, he's a great addition to the squad while we've got a couple of injuries and obviously internationals coming back. But he's also just a great bloke to have around the club. Like, I've been friends with him even though he left, but, like, I was close with him. I didn't cut ties when he left Newcastle. But, like, yeah, he's a great man. And
his first scrum session back, you can just hear Keb shouting, freedom in America. The whole weight of America on your shoulders.
Oh, man. I can only imagine that, and I don't really want to find out for real, because being in a scrum session with you boys is not something that's on the top of my radar.
It's really good for the spine.
Not so good for the soul, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, on
that
note.
We love our jobs.
They do, and you're very good at them as well, may I add. But on that note, we will call into episode 2 of season 2 of the Squadcast. Ollie Murphy, thank you very much. Looking ahead to Saturday against Connacht in Galway as well, live on Viaplay. If any of you are making the trip over to Galway, please feel free to give us a shout and get behind your boys. But Ollie, thank you very much. Thank you for making your Squadcast debut, despite the fact you said that you would never do it while Murphy Walker was a co-host.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, we've got him there anyway. Murphy, thank you very much. And I mean, I know it's Tuesday, but happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thanks.
To tie in the whole cake thing. I can't say happy birthday to yourself, Warrior Nation, but if it is your birthday, happy birthday for that as well. In the meantime, we will see you next week, next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Make sure you can tune in on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube. But he's been Ollie Kebble, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.